Welcome to the podcast series of LAMS 2006, the first international conference of the LAMS Foundation being held in Sydney, Australia. The Learning Activities Management System is more than software, and the focus of the conference is on designing for the future. We hope you enjoy these episodes and learn. Hi, I'm Alan Carrington, and I'm from the Centre of Learning and Professional Development at the University of Adelaide. But today I'm actually on Skype. We are sitting in virtual space, and with me is Professor James Diehl, who's the Professor of Learning Technology and Director of Macquarie University eLearning Centre of Excellence. James, it's good to be talking to you.
Great to be talking to you too, Alan.
It's an interesting experiment to be podcasting, recording from a Skype software. James, tell me, the LAMS conference sounds incredibly exciting. It's positioning itself as being something for the future. Can you tell me, or tell everybody, what it is about LAMS that's, dare I say, unique?
LAMS is a learning design software system, so it's based on the concepts of learning design. And in particular, what LAMS focuses on is making it easy for lecturers and for teachers to create a sequence of activities for groups of students to work through. One way to think of it is it's almost like a workflow system for collaborative educational activities. And I think there's two things that sets it apart from sort of other types of e-learning technologies. One is when a lecturer or teacher creates a great learning design, you know, or LAMS sequence as we call it, that becomes a shareable object. So if I create a great way of teaching introductory psychology or some other topic, I can share that with my colleagues and then they can take and use it, or they can modify it and adapt it and change it. They might even improve it and then share it back with me and say, hey, I've taken your, you know, ideas for this this tutorial or this lesson, and here's some ways I've changed it. So the idea of being able to share and reuse a description of the educational process, not merely educational content, that's one big step forward. I think the second thing is that the sequence structure, the ability to step people through a series of tasks, and for that to be a group of students rather than just a single student sitting on their own clicking through content pages, the collaborative sequence structure is a major step forward, and we've seen all sorts of educational benefits come from the ability to have a group of students working through a series of tasks together.
Well, I'm certainly beginning to understand why you talk about designing the future of learning. This is very much collaborative, very much Web 2.0, 3.0, the whole revolution that's going on at the moment. The conference is 2 days, and tell me, is being such an exciting new concept and being a first conference, how's it going to be different? Do you think it's going to be different in its content? And more importantly, how do we best maximize the experience?
Certainly. It's a new conference, so it's kind of an experiment for all of us. We're very excited though about how it's looking out. We have some great keynote speakers. We have Professor Diana Lorillard joining us virtually from the UK, talking about her work on pedagogic planners and learning design. We have Ron Oliver also talking about recent work he's been doing on learning design. And we have Penny Carnaby, the National Librarian of New Zealand, talking about sort of the future of digital content and their experiences with that in New Zealand, and they've also been using LAMS in conjunction with digital library content. And I'll also give an update on sort of where we're at and where we're headed in the future with LAMS. So those four keynotes we're very excited about. And one of the interesting things we'll be doing is, particularly for Diana's session, having some online activities in LAMS that go before the keynote, but also afterwards to give people a chance to discuss and reflect and to come at different ideas from that, from different angles. Yeah. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. James, do you think we are starting to work with a new paradigm in conference design here? Do you think is that too bold a thing to suggest?
I think we're all learning about new ways to extend conferences, and that's very exciting, you know, to do podcasts like this beforehand, to have interviews with people while they're at the conference, and then to share that with people throughout the rest of the world. We're going to record all of our sessions and make, you know, the audio and the slides or PowerPoint or whatever available to people afterwards. So my hope is that the live conference experience will be lots of fun, but also for those who can't make it physically, that they'll be able to experience pretty much at least all of the presentations, and then also the feedback from people, you know, being interviewed for podcasts at a time and a place that would suit them. And so we'll have a much richer record into the future of what is achieved in the conference.
You certainly sound that way. Have you got any hints, any suggestions to anybody that's coming to this for the first time? I know it's all new, but what would you say to a participant to make sure that they really, really got a lot of good learning out of this?
Look, it's as I say, it's exciting and new, and so really my guess is as good as anyone else's. But I think we have a range of sessions running throughout the conference, and there'll be a mixture of people from higher education backgrounds, from school backgrounds. There'll be some technical people. There'll be a lot of educational people. And so I would encourage people to be looking at the program closely to see what sort of topics really interest them best, and to jump around between the sessions, you know, not to be afraid to get up and move rooms. For those with a technical background, we have a full technical track running throughout the conference with as much technical detail as people would like on the LAMS software, particularly all the new things in version 2. So I think for people with that background, there'll be lots of good stuff. I think there's also an interesting mixture of there's some really on the ground, what happened in my classroom type experiences presentations, but there's also some more theoretical papers and, you know, ideas that are more structural, or, you know, say government level support for the concept of learning design. So look, I think there's going to be a great mixture, and to each person their own interests, and to just pursue them around the different sessions during the conference.
Tremendous. Is there anything you would like to add? I'm sure there is, but with such a new design or a new area, I can understand some hesitancy with this question. The question is, how do the people who are participating in the LAMS conference best take the knowledge constructed in that experience back to their institutions and transfer the vision? I mean, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, we have published papers for more than half of the presentations, so the ability to read up in more depth afterwards. As we record all the sessions, it'll be possible to go back and reflect on them and listen to them again, after the conference. So I think people can go deeper into the content we cover, by following it up afterwards. We're also going to have two roundtable sessions during the conference to allow people to talk about where they want to see the LAMS software go in the future, and their ideas and their feedback. So that'll be really important to us in helping to shape its future. And also we have a great panel session on the second day where some of the school teachers from our local area who've been doing some incredibly innovative things with LAMS, even with some very young students. We've had some people using LAMS with as young as 5, 6, and 7-year-olds. They'll be talking about some of the ideas they've had, the tricks, what's worked well, what hasn't. And so I think that panel will be a wonderful session for hearing about, you know, what a difference it makes to students right out there in the field, not just the technical or the theoretical issues that might appeal to people like me from a higher ed background.
Yeah, and one of the things that has appealed to me right from the start when I first met or introduced to LAMS was the community. And so we've already got a community of practice framework here, and I assume that that's going to be enriched by the conference and enlarged in its scope. Would that be a fair assumption?
Absolutely. We certainly hope that. The LAMS community, which is lamscommunity.org, is now up to, I think it's a bit over 1,700 members from 86 countries. We have the LAMS software now being translated in 23 different languages. And so I'm so impressed and encouraged by this wonderful collection of people, you know, the vast majority of whom I've never met, but who are coming together to take this idea and this software forward in the future. I'm sure that the rich discussions and interactions and ideas that come out of the conference will feed into that online environment, and so people who couldn't be there will be able to continue the discussion and, you know, for example, ideas for the software in the future, or new ideas about how to use it in universities or in schools or TAFE and corporate training. So yes, I think there's a great chance that we'll see this, so that the waves of this will you know, continue to go out hopefully long after the 2 days of the conference.
I got to be honest with you, James, I've got a dream that between LAMS 2006 and LAMS 2007, we're going to end up with a much richer community that is able to blog and to create knowledge together in new ways as a result of the conference, and also the podcast. Hopefully next year in 2007, we're going to have multiple blogging systems underway, or is that already in place and I don't know about it?
Look, we'd certainly encourage that. There's many people who'd like to blog and to give their feedback or ideas on the experience, or even those who can't be at the conference but who listen to the presentations afterwards and then reflect on that. Look, all of that is great from where I sit. We certainly are hoping and planning to do this conference again in Sydney in December in 2007, but we'll be asking for feedback on that. We've already had some suggestions that perhaps we should consider a European LAMS conference, perhaps around the middle of the year, maybe in London in the UK. We're very interested in that idea, and so people who think that might be a good idea, let us know, and who knows what might happen.
Of course, the results of the cricket, which is now happening in Australia, could have a bearing on that, don't you think? We better not go down that road.
Yes, I hope that my UK colleagues will see past that and
Yes,
still want to get together.
absolutely. Thank you, James. It's been really good. I've been talking to Professor James Dalziel from Macquarie University, and thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to meeting you in face-to-face in LAMS next week.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Alan.
You have been listening to a podcast episode from LAMS 2006 being held at Sydney University. Please subscribe to this and future episodes and experience the knowledge and wisdom from this important Learning with Technology conference.